It's Garden Talk, hour number two. I'm Steve Garner along with Gwen Kilcher. And I want to apologize to Marsha, who was on hold during news and didn't wait a little bit. Well, maybe she's calling back now. She wanted to talk about lemon cucumbers. So, Marsha, if you're out there, call us back, please, 636-1350, and we'll get you right back on the line. We have a special guest that will be joining us for the next hour. But before we introduce that special guest, Martha is back. Marsha, welcome back to Garden Talk. Tell us about your lemon cukes.
Okay. Thank you. I can hear you saying I'm on the phone. I am back. I did a wonderful thing. I'm 70 years old this year, and I've been gardening, listening to you guys for 40 years here in Sonoma County. And I got raised beds that are 3.5 feet tall, so they're big, right? And I planted my lemon cucumbers, my zucchini, and my tomatoes. They're wonderful. I don't have to bend over at the waist, which my chiropractor said if gardening was considered a sport, I suffer from sports injuries. Learning how to do those Pilates squats are the best for gardening. I'm just sticking that in. But I have these raised beds, and what my lemon cucumber, I use fish emulsion to fertilize with, partially from listening to you guys all these years. And I fertilized it 2 weeks before. The lemon cucumber just turned, the zucchini doesn't do it as much, but I have two lemon cubes, and they're turning pure yellow. So I went 2 weeks and fertilized it again. I stayed home from my hiking group this morning to ask this question. I'm asking, how often can I put fish emulsion on? So they're about, the bed's about, I'd say a foot and a half, 2 feet deep. And then I think it's four and a half feet long. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I have two lemon cucumbers in there, getting beautiful fruit, some of the best. I love lemon cucumbers. Never had lemon cucumbers produced in the ground like they're doing here. But they're just bright yellow.
The leaves are bright yellow.
The leaves.
Okay.
At the end, the new ones are green, but everything else is yellow. Can I fertilize them once a week? Should I use a dry fertilizer?
I think you need a fertilizer that has a little bit higher nitrogen content than the fish emulsion. Or if you want to keep using the fish emulsion, you can use it half strength, just twice as often.
Every other week?
No, I'd probably go once a week. It's being that it's half strength. You know, you're not going to hurt anything. What soil mix is in the ground there? Did you add anything before you planted your summer garden in there?
New organic compost from a local nursery. Mm-hmm. You know, I go over and buy. So they actually, I think we put about, the large bag. What is that? 3-4 cubic feet. We put two or three of those. Well, we have three of these beds. They're beautiful. We got them at a local hardware store on sale. They're wonderful. They're cedar. They look like fine furniture in our front yard.
Nice. So what do the other plants look like? You said the zucchini doesn't...
The tomato is fine. The zucchini does get a yellow leaf, but there's only one zucchini. I'm smart. I know how many zucchinis to plant at this point in life. One zucchini, one tomato. I heard you say you're getting some tomatoes. However, I'm in Santa Rosa. You're in Sonoma, right?
No, I'm North Santa Rosa.
North Santa Rosa.
Maybe you just started. Mine are just little green things. And they look okay. And I have basil and... I guess I have some arugula, but they're definitely bolting.
Yeah, so but all the other plants are...
The other two beds are fine. It's the lemon cucumber, yellow, bright yellow.
Dig down around the base of the plant and make sure that plant, the stem is not buried underground. And just keep moving the soil until you come up to the first little roots. And then that's where the soil should be, just covering those. So you want to make sure that the plant isn't too deep.
I have been planting cucumbers for... Like I said, 40 years here in Sonoma County.
Yeah, sometimes
To me, it's just a lot of plant. putting out a lot of fruit. I'm getting a lot of lemon cucumbers. And I think, you know, I need to use a stronger nitrogen. What would you recommend?
Okay, well, wait. Well, you're looking at those lemon cucumber plants. How much of a percentage of the leaves are yellow? 50%, 70%?
Now today, I did fertilize them last Monday. And today, there's a little more green. I went out and took some pictures, so if I had to send them to you.
Okay,
but,
so
I wouldn't. But I would have said last Monday when I fertilized, I would have said 80%.
Okay.
Only the ones at the end were they green.
Okay.
How often
are they getting watered?
Well, I've been watering them. So we have a watering system that goes every 3 days. I do use buckets of water for my shower. Mm-hmm. So I put a little water on them every day, pretty much.
Okay, before you put the water on it the next time, make sure that that soil is going on, you know, is damp to going to dry. If that soil's wet around the plant, don't water it because it could be also teetering on root rot. So you're going to have to check the soil before you water. And then if you want to use the fish emulsion, I mean, you can just do it more often but half strength. So there's more fertilizer there more consistently than you washing it away with watering it. Or if you want to use an organic fertilizer, you know, the granular ones are going to take a while before they kick in. Maxi fertilizer is a half and half. It's half organic, half not. That would be a fast-acting nitrogen fertilizer to use. But I would keep up with the fish emulsion because you have it. And just do it half strength, more often. And watch your watering because you're adding the fish emulsion, you're adding the water, and then you go ahead and watering on top of it. Mm. So it could be just a matter of too much water.
Mm-hmm. Now I have a, is it called Down to Earth Rose and Vegetable Dry Fertilizer? Should I use that? What's the nitrogen?
I mean, you can, but it's just going to take about a month or so before that fertilizer kicks in. You need something now.
Okay, yeah. So, okay, I got it. What does this say? This says the nitrogen is 0.4%. No, I'm sorry, 4.0%.
Yeah, that's an organic fertilizer, so you'll see the numbers are low. But, you know, I mean, you could sprinkle a little bit in the ground and work it into the soil, and that'll be okay, you know, just a little. So by the time it kicks in, then you won't have to be using your fish emulsion anymore.
Okay, thank you.
But watch your watering.
And since she loves lemon cucumber, she might enjoy your favorite lemon cucumber.
Try Richmond Green Apple next year. But I'm sure they'll have the same problem if there's a nitrogen deficiency or an overwatering issue.
I thought it was a small amount of soil. And
no.
Like you're saying,
no.
Too much water.
Could be.
And too much plant, not enough.
Not enough nitrogen.
Yes.
Okay.
And again, I want to encourage your listeners to remember to do those squats. Don't
okay.
get weight, because when you get older, it punishes you. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay, Marcia.
So much for it. I really appreciate it. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
I love it.
Bye-bye.
Boot camp with Marcia.
Yeah, really.
We'll be back after this.
Weather every 10 minutes mornings, every 30 minutes all the time on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 FM and 94.5 FM, KSRO.
Come to the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, voted best farmers market in Sonoma County. You'll enjoy exploring all they have to offer. This summer's market is exploding with all its local bounty. Berries and fruit, summer squash, onions, and vine-ripe tomatoes. Get your vegetable starts and advice from Master Gardeners at the Saturday Market. When it comes to choosing meat, discover the quality of local beef, pork, lamb, and freshly made sausages. Award-winning vendors and artisans offering everything from baked goods, olive oil, fermented foods, spices, and chocolate to hand-painted silk pieces. Enjoy a fruit smoothie, breakfast, or lunch from the variety of food vendors. Santa Rosa's Original Certified Farmers Market at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. Open year-round, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1. Thank you, Sonoma County, for voting them number one. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
Every Friday, get to Party on the Plaza Music Series at the Rodert Park Farmers Market. This week, it's the Rock and Roll Rhythm Review.
Okay, I'm a knocking, but you can't call me. Keep a knocking, but you can't call me.
Enjoy a certified farmer's market, food and craft booths, beer and wine, live music, and a kids area. It's all in City Center Plaza, just off the intersection of State Farm Drive and Roeder Park Expressway. Organized by Amaturo Sonoma Media in partnership with the City of Roeder Park and sponsored by Paradise Pet Resort in Roeder Park and Santa Rosa. Offering obedience training, agility training, daycare, and dog, cat, and small animal boarding too. No one loves your pets like you do, but nobody cares for your pets like they do at Paradise Pet Resort. So come party on the plaza this Friday, 5 to 8. With the Rock and Roll Rhythm Review.
It's Paradise, Paradise Pet Resorts.
For over 80 years, George Peterson Insurance has been protecting Northern California, helping businesses and individuals get the right coverage for their needs. George Peterson Insurance continues to grow their employer resources and services in the North Bay. So if you or your company needs personal insurance, business insurance, or help with employee benefits, George Peterson Insurance is committed to this promise. We've got your back. George Peterson Insurance Agency at gpins.com. License number 0603247.
811 is a free service to keep our community safe. Before you do any project, big or small, PG&E will come out and mark your gas and electric lines so you don't hit them when you dig. Call 811 before you dig and make sure that you and your neighbors are safe.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
You can reach us now at 636-1350 live in the KSRO greenhouse. Or if you're more comfortable with email, shoot us one, steve@ksro.com. And if you want to snap a couple shots of plants in distress or a plant that is defying identification, you'd like some assistance with that, Gwen and us will work on it here at Radio Central. So we have a wonderful guest that's come in to join us to talk about her experiences out in the garden. Why don't you do the honors, Gwen?
It is my pleasure to introduce my friend, Tanea Parlow, who is a Sonoma State student, and she's studying art and painting. And when she's not at school, she is helping her parents, her mom in particular, at their drive-through coffee shop, Highway Espresso on Old Redwood Highway, just north of Fulton Road, in which I frequent very often, and that's where I met Tanea. We somehow got to talking about plants, and this girl is just, she's 22 years old and a fountain of information. And when I would drive up to get my coffee, I would ask her a few questions about gardening. And right now she's experimenting with weed control and particularly sheet mulching. So I said, wow. Tanea, you have to come on the show one day and talk to us and share your experiences about weed control. And I've learned a lot from her by listening to what she's doing in her own garden, which is a good-sized vegetable garden that she has, and she specializes in vegetables. And, when she's not helping her mom at the coffee shop, she's out in her garden tending and working. And so I'd like to introduce her today.
Well, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for
First
having me.
First of all, so when did the gardening bug hit you?
Probably like last summer in the beginning. I really started going for it, but just visiting other people's gardens.
Who got you into it?
I went to my friend Jimmy's garden in Sebastopol, and he had a bunch of plants I've never seen before. Uh-huh. So I was like, I didn't know I could grow anything different than just tomatoes.
So you had grown tomatoes before?
I helped my parents. They always had like salsa gardens. Mostly the tomatoes, onions,
peppers. Cilantro, onions, yeah. Tomatoes. But then you thought, maybe I'll branch out and try some other things on my own.
Yeah, I've gotten a lot into herbs too now, like mints and making salves with like mugwort and.
Are you making your own salves?
With the calendula.
Uh huh. Calendula salves. What other vegetables did you plant this year?
This year, like with the calendula. Marsha said she one zucchini is enough. Last year I planted three, had too much zucchini, but that Swiss chard, and I got some carrots going, and peas.
Oh, you are.
Yeah, we got to look at my list.
You got your list? What else?
Melon. I got peppers this year. Uh-huh. I'm gonna do that anyways, even though my parents have enough. I'm gonna have my own because Gwen gave me some starts of peppers, so I like to start everything from seed, though, mostly.
You do? Mm-hmm. Well, that takes some patience.
We should let everybody know that, you know, her parents have this big vegetable garden, but they didn't agree on what they wanted to grow and how to grow it. And so Tanea says, I'm taking this spot right here, so you guys do what you want, and I'm going to do what I want right here. And I have to say, she's more successful than her parents.
Oh. Well, yeah. I hope your parents aren't listening.
They're listening. Yeah. Oh, they are. Sorry.
I'm trying to, it's a sheet mulching that is, this year, opposed to last year, I did like the cardboard and organic matter and compost with the hay on top.
You didn't do that last year?
Not too much. No, I don't think I did. And it was just, the sun would just bake all the moisture out of it. Uh-huh. So I'd have to water two times a day. And it's like, now I only have to water, not as much. And yeah.
Because of the sheet mulching?
Yeah.
So describe again what sheet mulching is and how you approached it.
The way I do it is when I plant, like transplant the plant into the garden, mm-hmm. I put wet cardboard, like soaked cardboard in water, and so put that on top, like you pull all the weeds around mm-hmm. the plant, put the cardboard over around it so that you're going to keep the weeds down, yeah. And then the organic matter on top of that, I've used manure too, mm-hmm. horse manure, and then you just soak the hay in water as well and put that on top. And then it just,
so you've got three layers.
Yeah, and I read that from the guy's garden. He has the ultimate bomb-proof sheet mulching recipe, and uh-huh. he said like 6 inches of newspaper cardboard. I haven't done that much yet, but I've just done
a couple inches or so of cardboard. Mm-hmm. And then so that's cut down the amount of watering that you need to do, mm-hmm. keeps moisture in the soil, also keeps weeds down, certainly. Yeah. So a lot of advantages to sheet mulching, isn't it?
And as that breaks down, well, how long have you found out how long it lasts, the cardboard, before it starts breaking down? And then it's
pretty fast. That's what my dad was afraid, it wasn't going to break down at all. But it's like within a couple of months, it's turning back, like just really thin and turning into soil. Mm-hmm. Beginning of this summer, I didn't plant anything in one plot and just did a whole sheet mulch, which I should probably be doing in the fall. But uh-huh. I did it beginning of this year, and it's already ready for plants. And I can dig into it with like a hand shovel, but my other plots are so hard I can't dig into it with a hand shovel. I have to jump on the shovel, you know, it's so hard. Uh-huh. But like the sheet mulching makes it so that it's like softer every year, and that's what I'm trying to like make it easier on myself.
So it improves the tilth of the mm-hmm. soil, mm-hmm. makes it much more friable and soft and loft, much better for plants to grow in and easier for you to work with.
Yeah.
A lot of advantages for your knees also, your ankles.
Have you found any more worm activity going on there in the areas that you have the sheet mulching compared to where you didn't?
Yeah. I mean, there's like so much more life in the sheet mulch. There's like just like tons of bugs and worms, and like there's a lot of mycelium. That's what I like to see a lot, because it's just like those are the carriers of nutrients, I think, from what I've read. They're just like really important to the soil life, and that's why tilling is a little bit weird to me, because it does kill all the mycelium when you do till every year. So I've been trying to just till in the beginning or whenever I need to.
Minimal tilling, mm-hmm. which includes tilth and worm activity and bug activity and soil health. You're contributing all those things with really minimal amount of work, isn't it? Yeah. Let's face it.
Yeah.
Laying down some wet cardboard, right? And some organic material on top, and then some straw. Mm-hmm. It's not like you've invested a lot of time and money into this, right?
Yeah.
Right? And less work, because you're not tilling and going through all those rich layers of soil. So you're not disrupting the soil that way either. Mm-hmm. A lot of advantages to sheet mulching, isn't there? Do you have any bad bug or fungal problems on any of your plantings?
I do have bad bugs.
Any doing major destruction?
Mostly it's the gopher. I don't know. I think it's a gopher. I've seen him, but he's gotten a couple of my... I feel like he gets the popular plants more, like the tomatoes and stuff. So that's why I like growing like the herbs and stuff that he won't eat as much. But I've been trying to like grow enough tomatoes to sacrifice to him. But
that's very noble of you.
I don't want to hurt him that much.
learn how to trap.
Would you ever think of planting your tomatoes in gopher baskets?
Oh yeah, my dad. Yeah, he's tried that one out. And
does
it
work?
I think so. I was kind of nervous about how small they were, but I guess the roots do go through them.
Yeah, they do.
So yeah, I haven't done that in mine, but basically that they're the most rampant besides just bugs. We'll just get some of the Swiss chard and stuff, but we can share. It's fine.
well, you prepared to come in today like you're doing a class at Sonoma State. You have great notes. So what is on the notes you brought in today? What's on that sheet?
This one, I don't know. I wrote down. I also learned a lot from seeing Wayne James's garden at Tierra Vegetables, because he's just providing a ton of actual edible vegetables that people are wanting to eat, and they're actually going to eat it, and that's really important. And I think he's doing it on such a large scale, throughout the whole year. That was what's interesting to me. It's not just gardening in the summer, but the entire year.
Wayne was on the show last month. He came down and did garden talk, and that's Tierra Vegetables up in Windsor. It's at the Airport Boulevard off-ramp at Highway 101. They have a miraculous farm.
Yes.
So you've been really mentored by one of the best farmers in Sonoma County.
Yes.
Have you talked with him? Do you know Wayne?
Oh, yeah. I talk with him a lot. He comes by through the coffee shop all the time, but that's how I got to know him. But I started to do a newsletter for him at the Tierra Vegetables. I did it last summer, and it was really informative, because they were they would have me do different topics about cover cropping and what varieties they had, and also how they process their vegetables, because they have a kitchen as well. So
yeah, the commercial kitchen, which Lee.
Yeah,
his sister Lee.
Yeah, she helped me get started. They gave me my first soil starting, or my first seed starting soil, and so they were helping me out in the beginning a lot, and still are. When I have questions, he's come back and helped me identify plants in my garden.
Yeah. Isn't coffee the way that everything is linked? Somehow, coffee is the great collaborator. You know, you can form wonderful lifetime friendships, can't you?
Yeah, seriously.
Through coffee. That's pretty cool.
And it's hard when I drive up there and I have questions for Tanea, and then there's a line of cars behind me, and we have to go.
Exactly. Excuse me.
Yeah, so I'll go at the end of the line, and then I'll go back again. I don't do that.
No, I know you don't. Of course not. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and chat some more with Tanea. Is it Palo or
Paolo,
pardon me. And she's doing some wonderful gardening, and she's 22 years old, and it's great to have younger folks joining us on Garden Talk, because, it sounds cliched, but they are the future here, right? So if you want to chat gardening, we still have open line 636-1350, direct here into the greenhouse. Gwen can certainly help you with any of your gardening questions, or you can always shoot us an email, steve@ksro.com. We'd love to have you join us on today's show.
FM News Talk Radio, North County 103.5, South County 94.5, KSRO.
Come to the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, voted best farmers market in Sonoma County. You'll enjoy exploring all they have to offer. This summer's market is exploding with all its local bounty. Berries and fruit, summer squash, onions, and vine-ripe tomatoes. Get your vegetable starts and advice from master gardeners at the Saturday market. When it comes to choosing meat, discover the quality of local beef, pork, lamb, and freshly made sausages. Award-winning vendors and artisans offering everything from baked goods, olive oil, fermented foods, spices, and chocolate to hand-painted silk pieces. Enjoy a fruit smoothie, breakfast, or lunch from the variety of food vendors. Santa Rosa's Original Certified Farmers Market at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. Open year-round, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1. Thank you, Sonoma County, for voting them number one. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
Hey, homeowners, this is George Adair with Bay Equity Home Loans. Now you can finally benefit from the housing recovery. For a free home value analysis, call Bay Equity at 707-583-8100. Maybe now you can knock out some of those home improvement projects, like adding a new roof, kitchen, or flooring. You can even add solar with a cash-out refinance. Do you still have high credit card payments? Use your home's equity at a low fixed mortgage to get rid of that expensive debt and sleep well again. Bay Equity can help you celebrate the housing recovery. Treat yourself to improving your home or reduce your credit card balances with a cash out refinance from Bay Equity Home Loans. To see if you qualify, call Bay Equity at 707-583-8100. Again, 583-8100. 8100 or go online to bayequityloans.com.
Equal housing lender subject to credit approval. NMLS ID 76988. The transaction will be made pursuant to the Department of Business Oversight California Finance Lender Law and or California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. NMLS ID 245370.
Win a Mustang, cash, and more this month at Graton Resort and Casino. Play to enter the Mustang Madness drawing on July 27th. You could win a Ford Mustang. So many ways to win. Multiplier Wednesdays, get up to 7 times the points. Thursdays, turn points into slot play. Plus, win up to 30,000 in prizes in the blazing hot slot tournaments. Best of all, sign up for Graton Rewards and get up to $500 in free play. Learn more at GratonResortCasino.com. Complete rules available at the Rewards Center.
Results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services. If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. With one call to WAL, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Call 800-727-0433. That's 800-727-0433.
Finish its investigation into this week's deadly duck boat accident in Branson, Missouri. 17 people were hurt when the amphibious vessel sank during a severe thunderstorm. The passengers were not required to wear life jackets. President Trump is pushing for round two in the Russian summit, inviting Vladimir Putin to the White House this fall, but someone to know what's the hurry.
What's surprising about this is that it comes so swiftly on the heels of the last summit in Helsinki, about which the White House has been doing damage control all week. The president walking back several statements that he made in connection with that event. At this point, almost a week after that summit took place, we still don't know what the two men discussed behind closed doors for 2 hours.
ABC's David Wright near the president's golf club in New Jersey. Chrysler says CEO Sergio Marchionne is stepping down due to illness. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Temp sticking in the low 90s for the weekend. Today, mostly blue skies at 81, 67 on the coast. Mostly clear tonight, low 58, 55 on the shores. Partly cloudy for Sunday at 80 degrees, 66 in Bodega Bay. Monday, back to sunny at 82, 67 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Tanea Paulo is joining Gwen Kilcher and me, Steve Garner, in the KSRO greenhouse today, special edition of Garden Talk on this beautiful July 21st. She's a younger gardener, 22 years old, going to Sonoma State University, and has learned a lot from the James family, both Wayne and Lee James of Tierra Vegetables up in Windsor, and has a great vegetable plot, does a lot of her plants from seeds, and has been experimenting successfully with sheet mulching. On the line, Savita would like a, I'm not sure if it's a question or a comment about sheet mulching. Let's find out. Welcome to Garden Talk. Hi, Savita.
Yes, good morning, everybody.
Morning.
So in relation to the sheet mulching, is it that you put down multiple layers of cardboard?
Yes, you put down sheets of cardboard, correct?
Right, and multiple layers.
Yeah, so far I've actually only experimented with just one, like just taking like a box of cardboard, just like one layer I've used and it's successful, but in my books I've read that you can go up to like 3 to 6 inches thick of cardboard or newspaper.
So all of that eventually will break down and become new soil, is that right?
Yes.
The worms will go after it, microorganisms, anywhere where the cardboard is touching soil, or even the compost material that you put on top of the soil. As long as that's all damp, you'll have those organisms going to town and breaking it down, and then that slowly starts adding goodies and nutrients to the soil, and then she's basically feeding the soil, which then that feeds the plants.
Right. So then my next question is, she was saying that this is on top of soil that's really dense, really hard. also, does that loosen up that dense soil in some way, or is it just that you have an extra layer of loose soil over top?
It should loosen up underneath as well. I think the ideal situation with the sheet mulching is to do it in the fall before, so it has months to sit and decompose before you want to put your plants into it. So just, you're supposed to keep it wet so that all of the microorganisms stay alive and eat all of the organic matter and the cardboard that you leave there. And then it should, yeah, seep down underneath and loosen up a bit underneath. But you can add more sheet mulching layers on top every season, and it will all, like, break down together.
So in addition to that, if you have a heavy clay soil, when you use the sheet mulching, it's not going to change the structure of the soil overnight. It is going to take time. But what's so great about sheet mulching, or even a thick layer of mulch of any kind of organic matter, is that you're preventing the rain from pounding onto that soil and creating it, you know, to be more compact. And you're preventing the summer sun, the season's sun, from baking it and turning it into concrete. So you're basically putting, a cover on top of your soil as to be a buffer. But the benefits of using organic matter, and then, of course, with the cardboard, because that really stops the weeds from coming through, or pretty much helps the weeds from coming through, and it holds the moisture in the soil, it serves a lot of purposes. So it's basically acting as a buffer to help your soil's organisms and everything in there work correctly, so they don't have to deal with the rain pounding on it and the sun pounding it, and so it's, you know, better conditions for your soil. Does that make sense?
Yes, it certainly does. Multiple purposes. That's great. So let's see, I had one other question for her. Does she plant directly then into all that cardboard new stuff in the springtime?
Yeah. I have like 5 separate plots within one, and within one of those plots I just did an entire sheet mulch, left it for a couple months, and then I could dig straight into that, and it's, like I said, completely softer. Wait, it's not as hard as the other ones, but you could just dig straight into it. Yeah.
And yes, plant directly through it.
What kind of cardboard that you don't use?
Is there any kind of cardboard you don't use?
The inky, like, colored cardboard, you kind of want to stay with, like, it's okay to have some black ink on it, but try to stay with, like, the brown cardboard, or I think the white is fine, but anything with, like, a lot of colored ink, I wouldn't put in because it would be a little toxic to the soil.
Very good. Thank you so much.
And also, don't forget to take off the packing tape, too.
Oh, thank you, yeah.
Yeah, well, I like to take off the packing tape because it's just, you know, it doesn't decompose, so.
Any plastics or tape.
Well, thank you. Savita, for those follow-up questions.
Thank you.
Okay, great. I think you're going to convert a lot of people to sheet mulching
by
being here today. It's great. What kind of, or do you use any additional fertilizer on your vegetables?
I've gotten this this thing called the Grokashi. I think I need to learn more about it, but it's essentially just I think it's rice hulls processed in a certain way, and I just apply that to the top of my plants.
Where did you get that?
I've got it at Soil King in Cloverdale, but I'm Grokashi. It basically, what it's done, it's really visual. When I put it on top of my plants, I put it underneath the hay, and it creates this really thick white mycelium. It almost looks like mold. My dad... that's when my dad takes the hay off, because he doesn't want mold on his plants. But it's actually just nutrients feeding the plants, and it's like creating like a little universe of nutrients just like living on top of your soil, and you apply it every couple of weeks. And that's the best thing I found so far. I've used like a couple organic bottled nutrients like kelp and molasses and insect frass, and like compost teas. I'm trying to obviously get my own compost. I'm composting all my own organic matter that I have from my kitchen, but yeah.
That takes time.
Mm-hmm.
So could you spell that rice hull preparation?
The Grokashi is G-R-O and dash K-A-S-H-I.
And did Lee tell you about that, James?
No, I think I've been looking into the Probiotics Farmers Alliance, PFA.
Uh-huh.
So it's just using, like, I've been trying to use other, like, sources of nutrients, like labs, like lactobacillus, uh-huh. like, and trying to... Like,
so you're doing a lot of experimenting.
Yeah, it's very, like, scientific for me, so it's hard for me to talk about, but I've been, yeah, exposed to it and been experimenting with it. It's been working out well for organic and low cost.
Marvelous. And how are you watering your vegetable garden?
I did install a drip system last summer, but I haven't really hooked it up to... I used it last summer, but it didn't really water as much as I wanted, and I also wanted the water to be filtered, so I'm just, like, getting there. So right now, my hose broke, so I just fill up 5-gallon buckets of water and bring it to them like that. I like to water everywhere, not just the plants, because I feel like they like that, like, just, like, in between them, because then, like, they'll grow out towards it or something.
Good, but you're developing your own philosophy, your trial and error, and you're really new to this overall.
Yeah.
Really, a couple of years.
One and a half years.
So, gosh, Gwen,
but
think
what's
where
wonderful
she's
is so successful she's been with everything just going to town.
Mm-hmm.
And here, you know, I do something and it's not working, and then I would talk to Tanea and she'll say, well, try this and try that. And lo and behold, learn something new every day, you know?
Well, you have a gift, and you bring a lot to the plants, and obviously the plants bring a lot to you, too.
Yeah.
We'll take a break. We'll come right back. 636-1350 if you'd like to share your thoughts or have questions for Garden Talk this morning. Gwen, Steve, and Tanaya are joining us this morning in the greenhouse this morning. You can also shoot us an email at any time. We're right here in front of the screen, 636-1350 or steve@ksro.com.
North Bay play-by-play home of the Golden State Warriors and Oakland Raiders. FM News Talk Radio 103.5, 94.5, KSRO.
Dan Klaus, Crandall Roofing here, reminding you that not all roofs are built the same. You know, as consumers, we're used to buying a ready-made product off the shelf or out of the showroom. We expect that the product will be inspected at the factory and that one model is like all the other models of its kind. Problem with this thinking is roofs are not assembled at the factory. Roofs are shipped to your site in pieces, and then the pieces are custom assembled to fit your home. And every home is a little different. How all those thousands of parts are installed is critical to how well the roof holds out water initially and how long the roof lasts. So if you're thinking of re-roofing soon, why not hire a company that's factory certified, fully licensed and insured, with thousands of satisfied customers in Sonoma and Marin County? In short, why not just call Crandall Roofing for all your roofing needs? You can reach us at 586-2500. That's 586-2500. Or find us at crandallroofing.com.
Crandall Roofing is a diamond certified roofing company.
Hi, I'm Noreen Evans. Since October, I've been fighting to help you recover from the wildfires. We all know that this will take hard work and a lot of resources, so I've asked Aaron Brockovich to join us to help. Aaron has fought PG&E before and has held them accountable for the harm they've caused in communities just like ours.
I want this community to know they are in for a fight. Over the course of the next several months, you will see me and I will be back for town hall meetings. People are always free to reach out to me anytime, aaron@brockovich.com. I'm here to help this community through this process.
Meet the team that Aaron Brockovich is working with and learn more about your legal rights against PG&E. The next meeting is Thursday, July 19th at 5:30 p.m. and Saturday, the 21st at 10 a.m. at 70 Stony Point Road in Santa Rosa. For more, visit pgelawsuit.com. John Cox and the law offices of John Cox is the attorney responsible for the content of this commercial.
Mark Patrick Hypnosis is coming to Santa Rosa August 6th for one day only. Lose weight or stop smoking now through hypnosis. Join the over 500,000 people who have stopped smoking or lost weight with America's best known hypnotist, Mark Patrick. The Weight Loss Hypnosis Seminar is Monday, August 6th from 5:30 to 7:30, and Stop Smoking Hypnosis Seminar from 8 to 10 at the Flamingo Resort Hotel and Conference Center, 2777 4th Street. Registration starts 30 minutes prior to sessions. Seating is limited, so arrive early to reserve your spot. For only $49.99, learn how the life-changing power of hypnosis can help you achieve your goal to lose weight or stop smoking 100% guaranteed. Whether you need to lose weight or want to stop smoking, join Mark Patrick Hypnosis Monday, August 6th at the Flamingo Resort Hotel and Conference Center, 2777 4th Street. To learn more, go to markpatrickseminars.com.
I want to remind our listeners that in the Chaos Arto Kitchen today, Chef John Ash and I welcome Dr. Paul Friedman. Paul is an instructor of history at Yale University. He's written a couple best-selling books. His newest one is called 10 Restaurants That Changed America, The Way That America Eats. And it's a spectacular book. It's not dry and pedantic. And although it's scholarly, he has a wicked sense of humor. He's very funny, very articulate. And I know that you'll enjoy listening to Paul Friedman's explanation of how he chose those 10 most important restaurants in American dining history, the book 10 Restaurants That Changed America. Well, here in Sonoma County and elsewhere in California, people are fermentation crazy. They're fermenting everything. You can't turn around without knocking over a bottle of kombucha. But I'd never, ever heard of fermented plant juice until I met you. So what is it, and how did you learn about it, and what are you using it for?
Let's see. I learned about it through, I think it's through, like, the PFA. Like, there's a group on Facebook, and there's another term, if people want to look it up, Korean Natural Farming, KNF, and that's another, like, probiotic.
Korean Natural Farming? Okay, I'm writing these things down. Go ahead.
And there's just different philosophies about you know, just like closed loop gardening. So, like, creating your own nutrients and creating your own foods and everything. So one thing I've tried is fermented plant juice, or which is FPJ, or fermented fruit juice, which is FFJ.
Do you make your own, or you purchase this?
I make my own. So I have it's just like so I have like borage growing in the garden, or any like mints or mugwort, like any like herbaceous, like, I don't know, plant. You could take the growing tips, like the first like 2 or 3 inches off the growing tips of the plant. And you want to do this in the morning before the sun comes out, because the growth hormones are in the tips. So you want to get it, like, I don't know, depending on the time, like 5 in the morning or 3 in the morning or something. And then you take this small amount of matter and you put it in like a canning jar, and you put sugar in it, brown sugar, and let it sit for a couple days, and it starts extracting this juice. And there's no water that's put into it. That's what's crazy, because after a while there's like all this liquid, and it's like crazy, like it got it from the plant. And then that's just really, really concentrated nutrients at that point, so you have to dilute it with water, and that you can apply that to your plants. And it's kind of like, there's different ways to go about it, because you could take plants that are in vegetative state and feed that to vegetative plants. And it's like, if you want plants to do other things, if they need like more of a specific component or whatever, then you go to that plant in your garden to extract it. Like, so you can, there's more experimentation to be done with it. But you can use all these fruits and plants too.
So you've used this juice, applied it as kind of a fertilizer and enhancement to certain plants that either are not growing as well, or just to give them a boost?
Yeah, basically, because, the soil that I use, my native soil, is very clayey, and it just wants more nitrogen, I think, or more life. And so I would bottled nutrients are expensive.
That's great. Also saving money, and you know exactly what source the nutrients are coming from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How much do you apply to each plant, and how often do you put it on the plants?
Oh, I can apply it, I think, pretty often. At least once a week, but I've only done it every so often, like every couple weeks. How much do you do? I think you dilute it quite a bit. I'll have to look it up, but I think it's like in the hundreds, like 100 or something.
Wow.
100 or more.
And you've seen drastic results in your plants or slight?
Yeah, they like, I can tell that they are happy with it the next day for sure. And like it's helping because it's surprising how you can get these plants to grow in this soil that's so hard. I don't know like how all the soil here got so like compacted, but it's like kind of scary if you're trying to like provide for yourself.
And you have to deal with the clay soil. Well, the clay soil, you know, from all the years of the rain pounding it and the sun, or if you're in an area where houses have been built, you know, you have all the construction vehicles driving over it. And plus, they've taken off all the topsoil.
Yeah.
Because when you build a house, you have to have like 95% compaction. So you're basically planting in subsoil.
Yeah, that's what it's like. It's it's not necessarily right. I don't think it should be like that. Yeah. I don't like it.
Well, then, you know, in certain areas have a sandy soil. They're on the other side of the scale. You know, it's too sandy. You can't.
I haven't experienced that one yet. But
That's definitely gopher.
Well, it's wonderful that you've had these mentors in Lee and Wayne James from Sierra Farms. Are you familiar with Green String Farms down in Petaluma? Are you familiar with a guy by the name of Bob Kennard? Okay, we're going to tell you a little bit about Bob Kennard Jr. because he would also be a great mentor. Many of these things you're talking about, fermented plant juice, I'm sure that Bob Kennard years and years ago has experimented with this. He's probably the premier natural food grower in Sonoma County and has been for probably 35, 40 years. So I want to make sure that you get hooked up with him because he can teach people a lot about these type of alternatives, ways to add nutrients to plants and to soil, to build the soil.
And you know the Occidental Arts and Ecology?
Oh, yeah, I've been and visited there.
Okay,
They have a lot of different plants there. That's what I like.
Yeah.
It's like, wow.
A lot of stimulation, a lot of knowledgeable people in the community. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. We've got about 5 or 6 minutes left. If you want to contact us, simply give us a call, 636-1350. It's really been stimulating to have this young woman on the show today and talk about her passion for growing food and learning more about how plants grow and how to nutrify her soil. Gwen Kilcher and Steve Garner in the Chaos Art Old Greenhouse. You can also shoot us an email if you have a comment or question anytime during the show. It's steve@ksro.com.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando, and I'm here Sundays, noon to 3, on KSRO.
Come to the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, voted best farmers market in Sonoma County. You'll enjoy exploring all they have to offer. This summer's market is exploding with all its local bounty. Berries and fruit, summer squash, onions, and vine-ripe tomatoes. Get your vegetable starts and advice from master gardeners at the Saturday Market. When it comes to choosing meat, discover the quality of local beef, pork, lamb, and freshly made sausages. Award-winning vendors and artisans offering everything from baked goods, olive oil, fermented foods, spices, and chocolate to hand-painted silk pieces. Enjoy a fruit smoothie, breakfast, or lunch from the variety of food vendors. Santa Rosa's Original Certified Farmers Market at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. Open year-round, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1. Thank you, Sonoma County, for voting them number one. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
For almost 50 years, United Way of the Wine Country has been dedicated to improving lives locally. They're deeply committed to achieving lasting solutions for the entire community in the areas of education, financial stability, and health. Through programs such as Schools of Hope, School Readiness Backpacks, Summer Reading Packs, and Little Free Libraries, and Earn It, Keep It, Save It, United Way is creating opportunities for a better life for all. We all win when a child succeeds in school, when all families and individuals are financially stable, and when people are healthy. It takes everyone in the community working together and living united to create a brighter future. To find out how you can give, advocate, or volunteer with United Way of the Wine Country, go online to unitedwaywinecountry.org or call United Way at 707-528-4485. That's 707-528-4485.
Les Schwab Tires, and Holly's Paint Store gave us our start. But now, we need help from our listeners to fill up the bus with school supplies. Bring your paper, pencils, markers, and backpacks to Cottingtown from 10 until 4 this Saturday and help us stuff the bus for the kids. Thank you to Les Schwab Tire of Sonoma County and Holly's Paint Store for being our kickoff sponsors for the Stuff the Bus at the Back to School Fair at Cottingtown this Saturday.
My Pacifica Hybrid, America's first and only hybrid minivan. It's so quiet, I can finally hear myself think. I should totally adopt a puppy. Ugh, what are you talking about? I have too many nice shoes. I also have a 566-mile driving range. Chrysler really gave 110% making this bad boy. Oops, green light.
Introducing the 84 MPGe Pacifica Hybrid. Chrysler Pacifica. Up your van game. Based on latest available competitive information, range based on manufacturer estimates, EPA estimate with a fully charged battery and estimated miles per gallon of gasoline equivalent MPGe. Actual mileage may vary. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Well, we're down to the last couple of minutes or so of the show. It's really gone very, very quickly. I want to remind our listeners to attend Rachel Spaeth's presentation tomorrow at the Luther Burbank Gardens down on Santa Rosa Avenue. It's called Luther Burbank's Then and Now, an afternoon with Rachel Spaeth, garden curator. Rachel's been garden curator for the past 4 years. She's been at the gardens for 11 years in one capacity or the other. She's writing her PhD, by the way, at UC Davis, studying the genetics of Luther Burbank's plums. You'll get a chance to taste some of the fantastic fruit being grown from the original, from these marvelous Luther Burbank plum trees and berries.
Plum cot trees.
And tomorrow, the presentation starts at 3:30 tomorrow, 3:30 until about 4:35, and it's $10. That's a donation to the Luther Burbank Gardens. And you can go online, www.lutherburbank.org. That's the best way to sign up. So, and of course, you can take your chances and just show up, but it's limited to 24 people. They've got about 12 signed up now. So we want to make sure this is a sellout tomorrow. Okay?
Sounds good.
Any last-minute thoughts? What are you going to be playing? You already thinking about a fall garden or next year's garden?
Oh, yeah. I'm just gonna, I like to keep it going all the time to have something to tend to, but I just want to get to the spot. I want to have like more layers eventually, have like a more tree. I don't have any like fruit trees or anything, so eventually just like, I want, like my idea from learning with the guy's garden book is just like mimicking the forest, like the wild natural forest is like the best way to like tend to the plants and like the easiest way as well.
And what's the book you're referring to?
It's called Gaia's Garden by Toby Hemingway. And yeah, there's a, he basically was brought to my attention that our kind of conventional gardening in rows and like tilling every year is actually not necessarily what the plants want.
So this has been an inspiring book for you. Okay, so we want to keep in touch. Yeah. We want to know what you're doing. It's season to season, all right? Cool. And see how you're maturing as a gardener. Thanks for joining us. It was great meeting
you.
Yeah, thanks for bringing Tanaya in today, Gwen.
Tanaya.
No, I want to say Tanaya. I like Tanaya better. Can I just say your name, Tanaya?
Sure.
No. I'll say it right. Tanaya. Thanks. Stick around for Professor Paul Friedman joining Chef John Ash and me in the KSRO Kitchen. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next Saturday. This is KSRO.
Hello,